Oh, people, welcome to that Throwback Tuesday, episode 129. I'm your Spolnose with the most, the phenomenal one. And you might be wondering, why is P1 whispering? What is he doing? Well, I don't know if you guys noticed, but I'm on the road. I just landed. Well, actually, I've been here for a while now, but I'm in San Francisco, California on some business. And I'm looking at the clock right now. It's about 1:40 a.m. in the morning. I'm at my lovely hotel right now. And I'm trying to keep my after hours voice on because I don't want to wake up the neighbors in this hotel. But I can't help it because I got to be so loud, if you feel what I'm talking about now. That's right, people. Another week, another episode here by myself. Sammy. Apparently she's been sucking dick so wrong that she lost her voice in the process of it. I told that girl, don't force it. Just let it slide on through. The dick will choose you if it's right for you. And Z, well, I don't really know what to say about Z. I mean, he's got a lot of shit going on right now. I mean, I just told him, don't even show up, man. Please, for the love of God, get yourself checked out. But I have to say, we wish all the spoiling bastards out there and to the spoiling hosts there, we all wish you a speedy recovery. Z has to have, like, esophagus surgery esophagus surgery, I think. And some other shit, too. I mean, he's coughing up blood and all kind of stuff. Easily, we wish you a speedy recovery. So, I'm here by myself, though. And I'm here to talk about that Bruce Lee fucking mess called The Game of Death on here on episode 129. And I gotta say, I've said this for a long fucking time. Now, growing up watching these martial arts films and the Bruce Lee films and then, you know, Last Dragons and the blaxploitation martial art ones as well. Game of Death, what's the reason why I picked this film, is easily one of the worst edited films in Hollywood history. I mean, and not only that, but it is also known as the biggest cash grab in Hollywood history as far as just releasing this movie. This movie, Bruce Lee shot about 40 minutes of this film, and if you watch the trailer, you'll notice a lot of scenes actually in that trailer that is not even in the movie. I'm going to get and give a plot line, but I want to give some background detail about this. And Bruce Lee shot about 40 minutes of this film, obviously before his death, and a lot of it was just martial arts style. He was really just writing the scripts, and he was just writing pieces of it to get together to be actually become a movie, because it was still on a concept idea format. And then you got this punk ass producer of this fucking film who pretty much, him and Hollywood just pretty much decided to say fuck it, and we're gonna release this movie anyway. We got some shots of him, we got some elements here, let's just put a ridiculous ass fucking story. And the producer I'm talking about here is Mr. Robert Klaus. Robert Klaus and Raymond Chow, these two jackasses decided to get together and say, well, let's just make this movie anyway. We only have 40 minutes, but and a lot of the 40 minutes is just really test footage. But let's go ahead and do this. Let's get a cheap-ass stunt double to do this and everything. Bruce Lee, people, is not even in the fucking film, except for tidbits of old stock footage that shows up every now and then. And it's the weirdest fucking shots you ever see too in movie history, because you're just like, wow, it's just so blatantly switched that it didn't even fucking try. And Bruce Lee really isn't even in the movie until the last 20 minutes of the film. That's when you get really Bruce Lee. And this movie has so many fucking iconic moments as far as just Bruce Lee's story itself. And that's mainly the yellow jumpsuit, a lot of the martial arts styles, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, that, you know, just a lot of elements itself that of people that know of Bruce Lee today. It's almost why this movie is going to be hard for me to review, being a huge Bruce Lee fan and a big fan of the Wing Chun martial arts style that his master Ip Man taught him. And a fan favorite of mine. Another reason why I picked this movie is because Ip Man 3 comes out at the end of this month. And, you know, well, shit. Everybody knows that's going to be the greatest fucking movie of the year. I mean, you got Mike Tyson in it. Come on now. Oh, hold on. I'm getting a little loud now. I think I can hear the room. Oh, wait. No, that's just people having sex next door. Let me go ahead and get a little sip of my water and a little alcohol. I was going to say water, but water ain't brown. But whiskey sure is. So let's go ahead and give a plot synopsis. So basically, the plot synopsis is he's pretty much a martial arts movie star in this movie. And Bruce Lee, I ain't gonna lie, I don't even know who the fuck the stunt doubles are. I think one was Bian Yuen. I mean, there's a couple of them. I don't know who these fucking doubles are at all. I couldn't even recognize them. But you got Bruce Lee playing Billy Lowe in here, and he's a big time movie star. And you got Jim Marshall, who played Giggs Young in here. They're kind of running some mafiosa style run in Hollywood, where they pretty much are, you know, just collecting some of the biggest names in Hollywood entertainment itself. You got Colin Kent playing Ann Morris, who's Billy Lowe's girlfriend in the movie. They pretty much threaten her as well, and Billy Lowe's just getting his ass whipped. Every time he confronts him, he gets his ass whipped. I mean, and plus they're constantly putting her in danger. So what he does is he fakes his death to pretty much take these guys one-on-one out of the picture, which fucking was just horrible, by the way. And then, you know, that way his girlfriend and him can live happily ever after the fucking end. Whatever. That's the fucking plot synopsis of this. Okay. Let me go ahead and get what I like about the movie out the way. And yes, people, there actually is something to like about the fucking film. And God damn, it's going to be a hard fucking review because I won't let my biased opinion of Bruce Lee and the Wing Chun martial arts style get in the way. But God damn, I can't wait to go to China because I got to find out about that martial arts style. But the last 20 minutes where Bruce Lee is in is fucking spectacular. The fight scene between him and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, which was terribly... Actually, you know what? Now that I take that back, it's terribly fucking edited. There's a lot of scenes where you can see clearly Bruce Lee on top of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And then the scene is edited so bad where it makes it look like he's sitting up. I mean, it just looks fucking awful. It looks like a fucking retard put this game. And Kareem plays Hakim in this film, who's supposed to be like a level layer... Boston here. Everything I hate about this fucking movie is the editing is bad, the story is weak as fuck, it's so generic that the best they could come up with is, oh, he fakes his death just because he doesn't want his girlfriend to get injured. It's like, oh, fuck me. You know good and goddamn well Bruce Lee wouldn't write in here something like this. But let me go ahead and give and I guess I like the somewhat of the ending itself. The motorcycle shit went on for fucking way too long. Rather it was Bruce Lee and I just went on for way too fucking long. But here's the history behind the Game of Death and what Bruce Lee originally had in his mind. This movie was, at least the idea of the film and what Bruce Lee wanted was, it was supposed to be a multi-layer philosophical style type film. And it was supposed to, it was somewhat trying to bridge the gap between the Chinese and the Western audience, which was pretty much American, and the European audience as well. And basically it was to combine all of those martial arts styles into one, kind of like Ip Man 2 in a way. So basically that's what this film was supposed to be. And it was supposed to show the advantages and disadvantages of, you know, each martial arts style, whether it was boxing, kickboxing, or whatever, and the usual stuff that you get into. The film's main plot was supposed to be based in Korea. I don't know where the fuck this movie was based in. And it was supposed to be like a 5-story building, kind of like Dread or something like that, which was supposed to hold like an infinite treasure. It was almost like a build-a-ball style or whatever. There was supposed to be this treasure, and he basically had to fight his way to the top. I remember the bottom floor would be held by like hundreds of karate students, kind of like an Enter the Dragon for Bruce Lee, and the first layer would be like I think it was like the Gate of Enlightenment or something like that. The second layer was the Praying Mantis. And it had a little bit of elements of the Praying Mantis meets the Wing Chun style. And like Wing Chun is all about pretty much self-defense, if anything. The third layer was going to be like some kind of Filipino style. I believe they called this was the Temple of Gold, which was going to be held by like a Hakapito master expert, expert there as well. The fourth layer was supposed to be the Temple of the Unknown, and that one was supposed to be guarded by the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and he was supposed to be doing like an unknown style that Bruce Lee has never seen before himself, and which was kind of what they kind of had in this movie when Bruce Lee, because he was kind of like the last boss layer, because you see Bruce Lee climb constantly going up stairways, and he was like the last boss before the main boss, if you will, and his style was just so different to Bruce Lee's fight, mainly just because of his height and himself. So as you can see, people, this film was supposed to be something totally fucking different than what we got. I think personally, on just a film basis, so this is probably one of the most insulting films you actually could watch, especially if you are a fan of Bruce Lee. I remember that one of the main reasons, seeing like, I'm not even gonna shit on the director so much, as everyone loves to shit on this director who's a fan of Bruce Lee, is this was a fan film. You know, when people heard about Bruce Lee working on this film, and, you know, obviously his tragic death happened, fans cried for this film. Just make the film. You got the footage and stuff. You got a little bit of the footage. Make the film. And studios was like, all right, fuck it, you know. And I remember, you know, a lot of the footage obviously being lost through time and stuff like that. But fans cried hard. I remember this shit, and they wanted it to be shown as like a trial of respect for Bruce Lee's, like, you gotta show this because it was his last work, and it was honestly like a fucking dishonorable respect. But when the movie got made, I ain't never seen so many fucking fans pissed off. Now obviously I didn't see it in person because this movie was made like in fucking 1980 something, whatever, but me and my uncle, we grew up watching these films, especially Bruce Lee as well. And I remember just hearing so many people pissed off about this film back in the day. And, you know, being an adult now watching it today, I can just sit up here and go like, this is why fans should never be allowed to make fucking films. How many fucking fan films we didn't had from a studio? And we looked at it and we was like, wow, that's so... And then we criticized the movie talking about, oh, this was just such shit, whatever. It's like, well, if your big-ass mouth wouldn't have fucking opened up in the first place, it had this fucking movie made, such as Spider-Man 3, fan film. Shit, last two Spider-Man films ain't no different either, to be honest. That's why the only reason why I worry about fucking throwing Spider-Man in the Avengers right now, whatever, is like, oh, shit, fans crying. But then again, the difference between that is Marvel been wanting Spider-Man in there, so I'm pretty sure that they had some kind of plan if they would get into it. But we'll fucking see. I haven't really, to be honest, no fucking hope about that, because whenever fans cry for anything, we get shit like this. The movie is shit. The acting is fucking shit. I thought everything about the movie was just shit except for the last 20 minutes. But now that I really think about it, the editing is so fucking terrible in the last 20 minutes that it doesn't even fucking matter. And I wouldn't even want you to waste your time watching some shit like this. I think it should be watched on a basis of, if you want to see the worst edited film ever based off someone's death, then yeah, by all means, watch this film. But, I gotta get into the acting. First of all, you know, fuck all the Bruce Lee fans and stuff like that, but the acting here. We got, what was this chick name? Ann Morris. Colleen Camp. Most useless fucking cunt in goddamn Bruce Lee history. This girl was just fucking annoying. She serves no fucking purpose in here, except that, oh, I'm a Hollywood singer, and I suck Bruce Lee's dick, and I just want to help. And it's just like, oh, shut up, cunt. You know, I ain't gonna say the villains and the villains acting. You know, you got Gig Young here. They were pretty good. I'll give them their credit, but let me just say they were good for what they were given. They didn't stand out or anything like that. And the guys that played Bruce Lee, it was just kind of painful watching them. I ain't gonna lie, because it was just so fucking noticeable. It wasn't even Bruce Lee. Especially when the camera cuts off and it shows this shredded up stock footage version of Bruce Lee. And you just look at him and just go like, wow, these dudes don't even look nothing alike. Their facial structures aren't even the same. It's like, why would you even fucking put that in there, matter of fact? You should have just left it out and then just turned the whole tour. And then you can tell, too, when it gets to the ending of the film, just... this ain't even the same goddamn movie no more. I was so fucking lazy about the damn thing. It's like, you know, and the reason why I say it's so fucking hard to review this movie is because it's like, you want to give credit to that last 20 minutes. Yeah, I mean, there is some gold in that, but then you look at it and go like, man, even this is not even finished. A lot of literally, there's just scenes here going on, and it's so edited bad here that you just kind of looking at it and going like, God damn, y'all should never, maybe you should just redone this part, if anything. And when you get to that last 20 minutes, like I said, it feels like such a completely different fucking movie. You don't even think you're watching the same thing anymore. It feels different. It looks different. Shit, if you can smell the motherfucker, it smells different too. Shit, it smells like ass. That's what it smells like. And the stunt doubles that play him, you know, instead of the studio trying to make the audience feel like a bunch of dumbasses by trying to say, this is probably Bruce Lee. You know, the studio just pretty much came out and said that, oh, this isn't Bruce Lee, because they try so fucking hard in here to make this guy look like, well, these guys look like Bruce Lee by making them wear sunglasses throughout the whole fucking movie. When they have dialogue speeches, you don't even see, the camera's not even on their face sometimes and shit like that. I mean, it kind of got to the point where it was just fucking plain pathetic. I do want to give some more credit out to the fight choreographer, though. Of the last, well, even some of the fight scenes in here, some of the fight scenes are okay, but most of the time the movie just kind of gets uninteresting and boring. And as much as I'd like to tell people to watch the film, because I think it is something in history that you probably should watch and see and stuff like that, like I said earlier, but I gotta say, I don't even think this is a waste of your, worth your fucking time. I mean, you got, what do you got, Return of the Dragon, shit, you got Enter the Dragon. I mean, there's a lot more better Bruce Lee films, and personally, this just didn't feel like a Bruce Lee film. Clearly, this movie was shelved for a couple of years so Bruce Lee could finish some other films, and a lot of this was just stock footage. Some of the shit he shot for this wasn't even a movie. It was obviously ideas and scripts he had, so I don't even know if I would tell you to waste your fucking time with this, because even if you're not a huge Bruce Lee fan, but you're a movie fan, you can tell this just kind of looks like shit, and I can't believe people actually gave this a pass back in the day when this came out. People gave this a pass talking about they thought that the fill-ins for Bruce Lee looked fine as far as like how it went from the stunt double to actually showing footage of Bruce Lee. I thought that looked like shit. I thought it looked like straight up shit. And I own this fucking movie too, people, by the way. I know. It's something. Something that I ain't happy to own or whatever, but someone gave it to me as a gift. But I thought this, God damn, I'm trying to think of a rating right now. I've been kind of just kind of been stalling, to be honest, on what I was going to give a rating. I mean, I want to go low stream it because the choreography is so good, but then the part of me is saying it's a fuck it just for the simple fact that it's not even a Bruce Lee film. It's just some fucking montage clips of him together. So, yeah, you know what, fuck it. It's going to get a fuck it from me. I don't like the acting in here. I think the villains, this is easily some of the weakest fucking villains a Bruce Lee film has ever had, regardless of their acting abilities or anything like that. But they really kind of came down to just being some mustache twirling fucking villains. And the old dude was fucking creepy as hell. I mean, I don't know what the hell is this fucking toothless wonder looking motherfucker. I hate his love interest in this film. I hate that bitch. She looks like that nigga in the oatmeal box. I hate her. I hate Bruce Lee stunt doubles or fill-ins or whatever the fuck you want to call them. I hate them, too. I even hate the fight scene in a way. I even hate those fight scenes at the end, too, with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, because they're so fucking terribly edited. It's just like, wow, you can clearly see this looked like it was made on a total of fucking $50 or something like that. Probably the best fight in here was the nunchuck fight because it was just so creative, but other than that, man, I have kind of nothing positive to say. So, yeah, it's probably going to get... It's getting a high fuck it from me. There you go. I'll be generous enough to give it a high fuck it. There you go. But, people... What fucking... Damn, it's 2:07 in the morning. Shit. Well, there's one thing I want to tell a bunch of people out there. I want to tell them about MovieSpoilersPodcast.com. And what I want to say about that is we're getting ready for award season. Award seasons, you got the, I ain't even gonna fucking bring up the Golden Globes, fuck the Golden Globes, you got them, but you got the SAG Awards, you got the LA Critics Awards, and all of the LA Critics Awards just passed. Your boy the Phenomenal is going to the SAG Awards early into this month, and then you got the Oscars, the Oscars, man, the big time. Feel it? I know I feel it. So basically, movie spoilers, Fandango, we teaming up again. We did it in 2012. We're doing it again. I tend to do some side stuff with Fandango every now and then, but you need to head on over to MoviesSpoilersPodcast.com. If you look in your right-hand corner, the first thing you see is you'll see the latest news on movie awards. There's a little sentence there, whatever. You know, it says some things. You're just going to click on that. It's a hyperlink. Yes, people, hyperlink. I finally learned how to pronounce that. Hyperlink. Click on that, and it's going to take you to an awards page where you're going to see interviews, award streaming, and stuff like that. Now, what I mean by me, Movie Spoilers and Fandango teaming up, I mean in a way that you're going to be hearing nonstop coverage. Well, I ain't going to say coverage, but nonstop talk from your boy, the Phenomenal One, about the award season this year. Being a SAG member and a voting member of these movies and stuff like that, I feel that I probably should be a little bit more involved when it comes to the website. And our good representative over at Fandango, he's sending us constants of stuff about a lot of the red carpet stuff that'll be going on, and a lot of links for you guys to check out, because I know the Oscars and, you know, SAGs and even the fucking Golden Globes, they bring out a lot of the best actors, actresses, directors, movies of the year and stuff, and people love to go check those thing out. And I'm sure you would love to hear what my man Michael Fassbender thinks of blah 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 this, or what Leo was thinking about his chances of winning this year and stuff like that. Well, easily you can find that out by heading over to MoviesSpoilersPodcast.com, clicking on that link under the latest news on movie awards, because hey, we want to know who's going to win. I know everybody's out there rooting for Leo. But hey, that's my opinion. I didn't vote for him, I ain't gonna lie. But, you know, and not only that, you need to head on over to MoviesSpoilersPodcast.com, check out the store page, and just go over there, find you some new shirts on the Movie Spoilers website. And I've saw a couple of these sales. I got an email of a couple of sales that people's buying. A lot of the Eat Sleep Podcast repeat shirts is probably the highest sale right now. And, you know, yeah, I'd like to see more of those. So head on over to the store page, check them out, purchase, repeat, check them out, purchase, repeat, check them out, purchase, repeat. And, of course, you can head on over to MoviesSpoilersPodcast.com to check out the latest reviews from yours truly, P1, or other great shows we have on this site, such as Movie Spoilers, Throwback Tuesday. That's this one. Hey. What else we fucking got? Now We're the Kicking the Ass, obviously. You can check out that Spoiling at the Movies every now and then. And you can check out the hit show King Falls, bringing up by Sammy and Ben themselves. Oh, yeah. Oh, don't they sound so lovely? Ooh, they sound like my lovely After Hours voice right about now. I feel it right now. But let's go ahead and get in some questions now, because, ooh, my Lord, I'm feeling good for questions right now. First question I got here is from my Google Plus page. Since last week I took questions from Twitter, I plan on taking some from Google Plus this time. And I'm going to go back and answer some questions from some previous shows on Throwback Tuesday that I might have missed as well, because I didn't really put a call out this time. And plus, Miss K here, she was just so, how do I put this, quick to jump on the I want to leave a question as well on one of these social media outlets so you can answer them in the P1 fashion this way you can. That's not even a fucking word, but yes, I just coned that right now. And Miss K says, since I don't got Twitter, why are they, and pretty much saying, since I got Twitter, I'm going to send you one on Google Plus anyway. Fucking get Twitter then. No, I'm just playing. Why are they remaking Rush Hour into a TV series? Just the trailer. Oh my fucking God. And she put a little link to the trailer, and you know what? We don't normally do this on Throwback Tuesday, but fuck it, I'm gonna do it anyway. Let's go ahead and watch the trailer, or listen for you guys, the trailer for Rush Hour, the TV series. Okay.
Detective Carter. Do you understand a word I'm saying.
This is fucking horrible.
Took place on U.S. soil. As a courtesy, the Bureau is allowing a detective from Hong Kong to consult.
We don't have time to look after a Chinese cop.
It almost sounds like you're asking me to babysit.
I hope you hate it.
Check y'all out. Guns on the table, drinking, boys just hanging out, perpetuating negative stereotypes.
What the hell you want, Carter?
Let's go talk.
Wait. Hold up. I'm sorry. I got real.
Just hanging out, perpetuating negative stereotypes.
Damn, is that MMA dude, Bobby Lashley? Hold on. Second of all, damn, they actually making a reboot into a TV series. I mean, this is literally scene for scene, and god damn, this dude playing Carter is fucking awful, dude. He might be worse than, what's his boy's name? Jackie Chan's replacement.
Hell you want, Carter?
Let's go talk.
This is unacceptable.
You speak English?
A bunch of gunmen killed 6 Chinese cops, steal some old statues. A security guard said they look like LAPD officers. How did they contact you?
I wasn't involved.
These men were from Hong Kong, like me, weren't they? They're going to, they will kill you. Just like they killed my sister. She was one of the officers.
Now, come on.
God damn, this is fucking terrible.
Excuse me, do you know where I can find a noodle plan? You just gonna keep on walking out and knock your ass? What's wrong with these people?
You're in my town now.
This is it. Note the booty.
The booty's noted.
There is no booty. What are you talking about? That booty is flat. It's called Nassatol. No ass at all. Jesus Christ, this got scenes from all 3 Rush Hours.
Crazy weather we have. It's raining black people.
Oh. Okay. I think I've seen enough now. I've seen enough of this. I think that's a fucking already. Jesus fucking Christ. That had been the worst trailer I think I've seen this year. That was fucking awful. I literally don't even know what to say about that shit. What in the fuck was that? Oh my god. Just when people thought Chris Tucker was annoying, huh? Yeah, I bet you don't wish that now, you fucking bastards. Jesus fucking Christ. Oh man, that was fucking terrible. Kay, don't ever send me no shit like that again. You know what? Let's go ahead and get some more questions though. My man Craig here, and he's saying this from the Scrooged episode. He says, god damn, P1 is on fire. He says, as in fire, I mean cocaine. You know, I don't even know what he's talking about. Slow down, partner. Even this is too much energy for me. Bring that energy to the Sammy Lynching party, LOL. Aww. That Sammy Lynching party has got plenty of cocaine, my friend. Don't you worry. I guess I need to, although I do see the word God in this question. It looked like a question for Sammy and Z, but I see God in the best, so I just feel like I gotta read this right now. But it says, look like P1's rant on the last Movie Spoils episode sent a spark down your spine, guys. Z and Sammy, you were on point on this last episode of the year. I gotta know, though, what was your first reaction? Blah, 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 blah. Fuck your segment. From God, the best, as he calls himself, P1. That just sounds so good, even seeing other people write it and reading it myself. It's just, sends a shiver down my spine or whatever. Well, Andrew, I don't want to speak for them, but you know, when you're dealing with God, myself as I'm talking about, or the best, myself again, which I'm talking about, it's a hard road to go down to have a conversation with, you know, because you're pretty much in a conversational room with possibly the best host ever, you know. So, you know, you got a lot of goosebumps flowing through your spine. The butterflies are popping out of your mouth and stuff like that. it's almost as if you're tasting the rainbow with Cody's ass or something like that, you know? But I'll let them get to that question when they get back here, you know? God knows when Z will be back. Actually, God knows when Sammy will be back, too. She needs to take a break from sucking dick, apparently, so... I'm gonna skip these questions because they have nothing to do with me, and everybody knows how I got. I don't really give a fuck about questions that don't do with me. This comes from the best and worst of Throwback Tuesday, and I got Wayne here. He's saying Donnie Yen's next film is in the first Star Wars spinoff, Rogue One, so hopefully it brings him into the mainstream of Hollywood. Well, Wayne, pretty much you clearly don't know what the hell you're talking about because, yeah, that last Star Wars movie had some Asian actors in there that I'm pretty familiar with from a film that you seem to call overrated because you wouldn't know a good movie if it crawled up your ass and died. But, yeah, them Raid Boys sure didn't get no goddamn mainstream love, if you ask me. Matter of fact, they had one facial shot before they were devoured by some fucking joke of a space creature that pretty much was just a gag for that scene to kill those guys. You get two of the baddest ass martial arts in all of Asia right now, and you stick them as people that's supposed to collect Han Solo, and pretty much bounty hunters, and you kill them in less than 2 fucking minutes. Yeah, that movie can eat a dick for that scene. Fuck you, what was that movie? Force Awakens. I highly doubt that Rogue One will do anything with Donnie Yen, so we'll see, though, but I ain't putting my money on that shit. Aiden, funny enough, Aiden replies to that saying, after the way the Raid guys were treated in The Force Awakens, highly doubt it. That probably was the biggest fuck you of that whole film. Thank you. It really fucking was. Ariana, she says, I'm sure P1 will do a best of the year list. What is your best film of the year, Sammy and Z? Well, Sammy's favorite movie of the year was Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 2. And Z's favorite movie was, what movie? Oh, no, she's a little over age now. Let me think. I think his favorite movie of the year was, it had to have been Inside Out. Yeah, easily. Because there was a lot of kids in the audience and a lot of 15-year-old girls. So I'm sure he had a good time watching that. And mine obviously was Anomalisa. If you don't know that, then you go check out me and Cody's top 10 best and worst films of 2015. Got about 20 different good movies for you, and they got about 20 terrible fucking pieces of shit movie for you as well. It's a very two different list kind of style there or whatever. You know, Cody got a lot of blockbusters on his best of list. Apparently, I got a lot of film snob shit on mine, according to some people on this site, and a lot of people in my daily life as well, that tells me. But I highly recommend checking that show out. It is probably the best show I believe we did all 2015. Well, actually, that came out in 2016. Well, so yeah, it's going to be the best show of this fucking year then, so... Where are we at now? Let's get into some Matrix question. Once again, Wayne says, trust the man to take this on all alone. Fuck this film. I couldn't agree more with this, Wayne. Fuck this film. Although I did give it a low streaming. Ain't gonna lie, I have no fucking intentions of going back watching this shit. There's a lot of good stuff in there, but basically when it gets down to it. By the way, people, did you know that this film, Matrix Reloaded, had like a 70 or 80% on Rotten Tomatoes, some shit like that? Shit blew my fucking mind. I was just sitting there looking like, I thought this film was universally hated by all. I could have sworn that. But it's terrible as fucking Matrix Reloaded. Man, Revolutions is fucking awful. I mean, goddamn, Revolutions sucked ass through a straw. I was like, shit. It even got to a point where the effects looked like shit. That last fight scene was just fucking terrible looking. Ugh. Looked like somebody was dropping piss drops in the fucking sky or something like that. Why the fuck does Cody like that one more than the second one? I don't get that. You're gonna have to explain that to me one day. Shit. Ugh. Good lord. He must not watch that shit in a while. Lance Garrison replies to Wayne with, gotta agree with Wayne on this. P1, what in the holy fuck were you thinking watching this garbage all alone? Yeah, man, you're a brave soldier because fuck this movie. I like to think that, you know, these shitty ass throwback movies we do here on Throwback Tuesday. It's like a fucking nettle, another pin on my badge here or something like that. You know, it's like a fucking Yelp page. You know, you get your rookie badge, you get your barfly badge, you got your high roller badge and shit like that. Well, every year I get a new piece of shit badge. It's just like it's a little shit stain. And it has like a little director's little thing that claps. Like, I forget what them damn things called, but it doesn't fucking matter because you people will probably never see one in your life anyway. You probably won't even play with the damn thing. And you use it and you go cut and action or whatever. And it's right there on my little badge right there, my little chest right there. I got about 2,000 of these little shit badges right here. And I'm working my way up to 3,000 before I fucking quit from this shit. So yes, Matrix Reloaded, some dog shit. Some corn in that shit, but you really gotta dig for that corn. So, last question I got here is from Johnny. He says, "Oh, hey, look at this right here. Get well soon, Z. And Sammy, where the fuck are you at? Aren't you the backup when P1 or Z can't make it? Slipping already and haven't been on here for a full year yet." He's got a point, Sammy. I mean, last week, yeah. This week, yeah, you got a better excuse now, you know. You sucking dick and throat went out. That's a pretty damn good excuse, but I don't know, Sammy. You kind of fucking up. I'm going to have to let Johnny and Daryl deal with you. So, yeah, Johnny and Daryl, you have my full permission to do whatever the fuck you want with her. It's not my problem no more. But, people, that's the end of the show. As I sit back and drink on my little whiskey right here, I'm gonna go for a run now. I'm gonna go for a run, maybe about 20-25 minutes, yeah. Get my workout on, go shower up. It's about 2:33 in the morning right about now. Shower, get myself about a good 5 hours of sleep. Wake up for this little, well, I ain't gonna say what it is, but thing that we gotta do and stuff like that. And I'm gonna do it like I always do. I'm gonna keep it phenomenal. And I'm gonna become the best, like I always am. But if you want to tell me how much of the best I know I am, you don't have to do that because I tell myself that every day and I don't really need you to tell me that. But if you want to tell me how much of the best you are, you can do so on that thing they call Twitter. That's right. You can do it in 140 characters or less. Tell me how you're the best in 140 characters. Ooh, that's a challenge right there. I love challenges like that now. And you can do that here on Movie Spoiler Pod. That's Movie Spoiler Pod. And if you don't think you're up for the challenge and you need just a little bit more words, like 143 characters, there's always that thing called Google Plus. I'm over there at moviespoilers_TPO. And then they got this thing where you can send photos or you gotta post photos. It's pretty much the photo app of all time, and it's called the Instagram. And you can send me a photo that just says, "I'm the best." Tell me in that photo how you're the best. I want to know. Because I believe all my spoil ambassadors are the best. But you need to show me why you're the best. And you can send that to me over at Phenomenal01. That's right, on Instagram at Phenomenal01. Damn, that sounds so good. You got to say it twice. No, that didn't rhyme because I'm only a half-breed black guy. So don't trust me on my rhyming skills. But we about to get out of here. And if you want to listen to other shows, like I said in the earlier half of this podcast now, you need to head on over to MoviesSportsPodcast.com. We got all the latest, greatest, newest reviews. Oh my God, Ride Along 2 is coming out this weekend. I know you just can't wait to hear my thoughts on that piece. I mean, that true gem right there. Can't wait to talk about that. Can't wait for you to hear me talk about that. I already see the ratings going through the roof with that review right now. Or you got your other weekly shows coming up, you know. Obviously, you're going to have Spoiling the Movies on your lovely Monday. Your Wednesday, you're going to have your Not Worth the Kick in the Ass. Those boys over there is doing their top 10 best and worst of the year list. You can either listen or you don't have to listen. I mean, you already heard the best give his top 10 list. I mean, what more do you need when the best gives it out, you know? But if you need a little appetizer, then, you know, suit yourself for that one. Claiming Mad Max and probably Star Wars will be number one, but we'll see. And what you got Thursday? You got your two-time nominated award show, Movie Spoilers. And then you know what? When the weekend rolls around, you're going to hear the ride along and the rest of those reviews. So you'd head on over to MoviesPlusPodcast.com and check out everything we got. That's all so lovely over there. Yes, people, this Throwback Tuesday is called marketing. Marketing. Man, got to fill up some time here, people. Don't forget to check out Fandango, also from the site as well, because you know we're doing some things with them as well. Especially me, I'm doing some things with them that I would like to do. Can't wait to be at the SAG Awards this year. I forgot which annual award season it is, whatever, but I got to pick me up a nice little tux, baby. So click on the links on the site below, above, side to side, does not matter. This has been Throwback Tuesday, episode 129. I'm your spoiler host with the most, the phenomenal one, and I cannot wait to talk to you for another milestone show with Throwback Tuesday, episode 130. Later, bastards. And have a good night, or a good morning, actually. Yeah, good morning.